I meant it about the sentence. 3 months enforced vacation. It's on the tape, so you wouldn't talk me out of it. Not, she added, that you could. But we'll have finished this job by then, he said, genuinely hurt. Kin shrugged. There'll be others. Don't look so worried. You wouldn't be human if you didn't yield to the temptation. If you feel bad, ask Joel Chenge about the boots he tried to lay down in a coal seam. They didn't ruin his career. And what did you do, Miss? Hmm? The boy was looking at her sidelong. You sort of gave the impression I've done something everyone else has done. Did you do it too? Kin drummed her fingers on the desk. Built a mountain range in the shape of my initials, she said. Whee! They had to rerun almost half a strip. Nearly got fired. And now you're sec exec and... You might be too one day. Another few years they might let you loose on an asteroid of your very own. Some billionaire's pleasure park. 2 words of advice. Don't fumble it. And never, never try to quote people's words against them. I, of course, am marvellously charitable and understanding, but some other people might have made you eat the book a page at a time under threat of sacking. Right? Right. Now go, the pair of you. For real, this time. It's going to be a busy day. They hurried out, leaving a coral trail. Kin watched the door slide across, staring into space for a few minutes. Then she smiled to herself and went back to work. Consider Kin Arad, now inspecting outline designs for the Thai archipelago. 21 decades lie on her shoulders like temporal dandruff. She carries them lightly. Why not? People were never meant to grow old. Memory surgery helped. On her forehead, the golden disc that multiple centenarians often wore. It inspired respect and often saved embarrassment. Not every woman relished attempted seduction by a man young enough to be her great to the power of 7 grandson. On the other hand, not every elderly woman wore a disc, on purpose. Her skin was presently midnight black, like her wig. For some reason, hair seldom survived the first century, and the baggy black all-suit. She was older than 29 worlds, 14 of which she had helped to build. Married 7 times, in varying circumstances, once even under the influence of love. She met former husbands occasionally for old time's sake. She looked up when the carpet cleaner shuffled out of its nest in the wall and started to tidy up the sand trails. Her gaze travelled slowly around the room as though seeking for some particular thing. She paused, listening. A man appeared. One moment there was air, the next a tall figure leaning against a filing cabinet. He met her shocked gaze and bowed. "Who the hell are you?" exclaimed Kin and reached for the intercom. He was quicker, diving across the room and grabbing her wrist politely yet agonisingly. She smiled grimly and from a sitting position brought her left hand across and gave him a scientific fistful of rings. When he had wiped the blood out of his eyes, she was looking down at him and holding a stunner. "Don't do anything aggressive," she said. "Don't even breathe threateningly."
"You are a most unorthodox woman," he said, fingering his chin.
The semi-sentient carpet cleaner bumped insistently around his ankles. "Who are you?"
"Jago, J-Lo is my name. You are Kin Arad, but of course."
"How did you get in?" He turned round and vanished. Kin fired the stunner automatically. A circle of carpet went whoomp.
"Missed," said a voice across the room. "Whoomp. It was tactless of me to intrude like this, but if you would put that weapon away..."
Whoomp.
"There could be mutual profit. Wouldn't you like to know how to be invisible?"
Kin hesitated, then lowered the stunner reluctantly. He appeared again. He wiped himself solid. Head and torso appeared as though an arm had swept over them. The legs popped into view together.
"It's clever. I like it," said Kin.
"If you disappear again, I'll set this thing on wide focus and spray the room. Congratulations. You've managed to engage my interest. That's not easy these days." He sat down.